When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
My fantasy is three well-endowed men pleasing me, focused on me, fucking me, and eating me out back to back. Ooh, child.
Why gotta be three? Ooh. That's very specific.
Ooh, that's your three. In each hole, innit?
A damn.
Booty, the pussy, and the mouth.
I've seen a porn like that before.
Ooh, I bet you have.
You're listening to Laid Bare.
Charlotte, I'm masturbating. I told you I'd be doing that all day today.
Hey guys, welcome to Laid Bare. You're joined with me, your host, Oloni.
I'm your favourite homegirl, Nikki.
And I don't know what I usually say after this.
Welcome to Laid Bare, yay!
I've already said it, but here we are. Here we are! Here we are, no visuals today.
When you were saying that, your head just went in your hands. I'm thinking,
I am so tired. I feel like when I go to events or anything,
yeah,
I need like 2 days off.
Yeah, because your prep looks like it takes you a week.
My prep feels like
the content is contenting.
Thank you, girl. Listen, I was at the BAFTAs the other day. So much fun. So much fun. I saw like I had to keep telling myself like, act like you've been here before.
I know you saw your queen. When I saw the video, I said, I know Oloni's screaming.
What, when
inside.
I saw Charlotte?
No, Margot Robbie.
Oh, Margot Robbie. I thought you meant Queen
because,
Charlotte.
Listen, because on your Insta story, it was a close-up. I said, look at the way she zoomed in. I know she's screaming inside.
I've went to the Barbie premiere, so I've actually seen her before. So me and her basically...
Oh, that's true, you did.
So basically me and her
friends.
Besties. Yeah,
and you just met
besties.
Up there.
Exactly.
That's what it was.
It was just a link-up. Another day for me and her. Do you know who I did see that I was like, oh my God. It was Queen Charlotte India from Bridgerton.
I saw, yeah.
She was on the phone outside because I was inside and I snuck off to go get food. Because I was just like, I'm sorry, the award ceremony, happy to be there. Three hours long. My phone was on E. And one thing about me, if my phone is dead, I basically can't breathe. You basically cut off my air supply. So when my phone is dead, it's literally like... So I had to even with as big as my dress was, I had to shout out to ATK, my designer. I had to leap out of the building, not the building, but where it was happening, which was South Bank Centre. And I went to go look for somewhere to charge my phone. And then I saw this little bar and I just saw bare sandwiches. I've never scoffed sandwiches. So I felt like Popeye with broccoli. Or what does he eat? Is it broccoli or is it spinach?
No, it's spinach in the can. It's canned spinach. Because he doesn't chew. He opens it.
Exactly. That was me with the sandwiches. I was just like, oh my God, there's food. Because I'd only had breakfast. We were there from 2 till basically midnight. It was the ceremony, then the dinner, then the after party. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, child, my feet is killing me. But I saw so many amazing people. It was a great night. Mm-hmm. With other amazing influencers, with George, I was with Oyinda, I saw her, Tyler West, he's amazing. Who else did I see? Who else? I saw a lot of incredible guys and girls. Obviously, Nikki Lilly as well, she's incredible. But yeah, it was a really, really good night.
Can we just talk about your dress for a second?
Thank you.
Now, every time, I was going to comment this year, but the comment would have been too long.
Yeah.
So I just kept my comment very minimal on your page, One thing about you, you are going to wear the hell out of a dress.
With a little bun on the top of my head.
I was just like...
Well, you know I'm going to an awards and I've got a bun, when my hair's in a bun.
Because as soon as I opened my Instagram, you were the first person. I was just like, what the... BAFTAs and
child.
I was just like, and this dress, that child. Is one thing you will do. You will wear the hell out of a dress. You see, when your designer, I asked your designer if she was available to do a dress for me. She said she is so fully booked. And
really?
I was
oh,
in
no.
pain. I was ready to make that journey.
Tell me, and I'll beg. I can always squeeze it. Like, she, even with me, I gave her a week's notice. I gave her a week's notice, and she even tried to tell me that it's a bit long. I said, listen, I've been here for how many years? You don't know me for 2 years. I've been with, listen. I said, we have to do what we can.
That's the thing. When you find a really good tailor, oh my God, you don't leave. That is a relationship you cannot.
You can't. I can't break. We can't break. Oh. And I've worked with her for so long as well. And I showed her the message. I said, listen, it's not like I'm coming to you like a slug. I was told literally like 2 weeks ago. So we basically put that dress together like a week and a half.
You know, when you
and
beg
it came from
tailor.
Nigeria as well. Like student helped her like make the base of it. And then she finished it off. It got like shipped over. Mm-hmm. But it was such a long number. It was
that was a beautiful dress. And the thing about you, you always try such different styles as well. And I was just like, nah, okay. So the cloth of my sister's wedding, the second one, it hasn't been made. I was like, I need to think of something out of the box. I was just scratching my head like this. I said, what do I do?
Do you know what? Sometimes it's like her idea, sometimes it's mine, sometimes we put an idea together.
But you need a tailor like that. Listen, these aunties don't allow me to do the same thing all the time.
Really? Yes. No, she'll tell me, she'll say, we've done that one already. Do something different. Do something different.
She did one girl's like the other day. It was like some sort of a green dress, but whatever. Oh my God,
it's ridiculous. I know, it's crazy.
Listen, shout out to her. She does a great job. She really does.
Shout out to ATK. Yeah. She does go in. You'd think this was a fashion and lifestyle podcast. We're here to talk about the sex. We're here to talk about the sex, but no. Oh my gosh, where do we even start when it comes to sex, please?
I know, because we haven't been
in a week.
When's
the last time you even got laid?
Ha!
Not ha!
Guys, I think the unthinkable has happened.
Go on.
Guys,
you're celibate.
I'm not celibate. I didn't say guys, I think my vagina's not working.
Oh my God.
Honestly, I don't know. I have lost my mojo. Like, you seen Austin Powers, where he can't do it no more because someone sucked out his mojo while he was frozen.
I need my mojo back.
Like, listen, not knowing that mojo was a drink.
Yeah, that mojo. I didn't know what a mojo was back in the day, you know.
Even now, I feel like
that's what I learned mojo was from Austin Powers.
Yeah, I feel like I'm even just using that meaning of it and just carrying on through life with it. I don't know if that's the true meaning.
What, you don't know what if a drink is a mojo?
Yeah.
No, a mojo just means like...
Is it like an energy?
It means like your vibe. Okay. Your energy, like finding yourself. I think. Anyway, you continue. I'll Google. Because that's what I think mojo means. But when I was young, I definitely did think that mojo meant like getting your... Like, it was a drink. But now I think it's just like getting your groove back. Mojo.
Do you know what's funny? When Dr. Evil was drinking the mojo and that Marvin Gaye song came on. But anyway, I digress.
Yeah, it says a magic charm, a spell. Someone must have their mojo working over at a record company.
Abba.
What is the slang meaning of mojo? Mojo, it means magic, power, life, energy, something intangible.
Okay, no.
But the way I feel like what I described it was wasn't too far from that.
Really? Okay. In my ears, I've heard two different things.
Yeah.
But guys, I don't think my vagina's working. So
Broken pussy.
Listen.
Not the broken pussy,
child. I don't know what is happening. I just feel like it's just where my mind is. Because Valentine's Day, I was really in my feels that week. I said, do you know what? Yeah. I said, one of you men that like
flowers.
I got a message.
Ooh. Okay.
I thought it was sweet enough from the person that sent it to me anyway. I got a message. I said,
have you banged him yet?
No.
Have you banged before?
No.
Is he trying to bang?
I don't know.
What do you mean? You know if someone's trying to bang?
I don't know.
Really?
Yeah, I genuinely don't know. But then I was just like, here's the thing. There have been guys in my life who I've slept with on and off for like many years. I'm like, you see Valentine's Day, I don't have to be your girlfriend. You can at least just message me and be like, happy Valentine's Day. Yeah. And I said, listen, if I don't hear Pim, I'm not spinning the block.
I think
anymore.
It's because they just believe that girls or women are going to get the wrong message. But I say happy Valentine's Day to everyone. Like, you know, I said happy Valentine's Day. I put it in messages. Like, if I'm talking to you, I'll say, oh, happy Valentine's Day. When I was talking to, like, my agent's assistant, happy Valentine's Day. Like, I don't really see that. That's if I'm talking to you already or if we're, like, you know, if we haven't spoken in years or yonks, like, I don't wish you a happy Valentine's
Day.
I wish you a happy Doomsday.
Stop it. So... yeah, and then I feel like it started from there. I tried to masturbate, so between whatever date it is today, can't remember the date today, so it's been like a week, right? So it's Valentine's Day. I've tried masturbating twice and nothing.
Are you using?
I used, what's the little purple one? The one you got me for my birthday.
Ooh. The Sonar? No, Lilo?
That's the one.
Yeah.
And that, usually, under 90 seconds flat, oh, I'm done and I could go to sleep. Guys, I don't know what's wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I've done it twice and that's just where I am. So I haven't been laid. I attempted to lay myself and it didn't work.
No, laying yourself. Oh, child. I had one of the best nuts the other day as well. Oh. When I say that, like, it felt like the orgasm was ringing in my ear. Like, it was like, I was just like, my leg was shaking. I was just like, what the hell is that? That is something different, but I am in love with it. But honestly, I think sometimes you just need a break. Do you remember there was that time when I just wasn't doing anything? I think there was a time
Oh my God, yeah. And we were suggested every way from here to God knows.
Literally.
On how to, yeah. I think maybe that's just, I don't know why, guys. I don't know.
It'd be like that sometimes.
And I'm thinking, am I stressed? A tad. But
are you stressed?
I feel like it's
you just left your new job though.
No, I'm leaving
my
job.
Your old job, sorry. Your old job.
So as we're recording, my last day is Thursday.
Oh.
And I've got a week off before I start my new job.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
We love it.
So I'll have some.
And this is your dream job, isn't it?
Yes. I've worked so hard to get this job.
Good.
So I can't, like, it feels a bit surreal. Like, you see when you're sitting in a room and everything is spinning around you?
Yeah.
That's how I feel because I'm like, wow, I actually said I was going to do
Maybe
this.
That's why. Do you think it's because you've got like a new chapter coming? So do you feel like you're on edge
a
little bit?
Yeah, I do feel a bit anxious. And I think maybe that's just what it is.
This is giving therapy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look.
That's
And we had my leaving brunch at my current job yesterday. So even with that, and everyone saying all these nice things about me, like my manager's so, like, she was really upset. Because you know the ones, there's us having the one-to-one conversations and literally in front of the whole team, she was like, I don't think you understand how much of a loss this is. I was like,
of course, you're the best.
Of course. I told them that they can't hire no one with short hair because they're recruited for my team that you can't hire no one with short hair, nobody with long nails, nobody that does a podcast on the side. You can't have them.
You're going to have a word beat up HR if they do. If they get somebody who's
this
black,
is me,
short
I'll be
hair.
Back.
Right?
I'll be back.
Honestly. Girl, do you know what we need to get into?
What's that?
Who the fuck did I marry?
Okay.
What part are you on?
What do you mean, what part? When I saw 50 parts, I said I need to rest.
Wait, is that
50 parts?
So did you not even start it?
No.
Wow, you're missing out.
She came up on my timeline, and when I saw part one, and then someone on Twitter said part 40, I said, excuse me, part what?
I need to finish the rest tonight.
No, but someone wrote a brief synopsis.
Oh, really?
Twitter.
So you clocked with about? I mean, don't tell me. Yeah. Don't finish. Don't spoil it. Because I'm still on part 36. But by the time this is out, I should be done. In Jesus' name.
Give us gist.
But child. Let me see if I can like round this up from where I'm up, from where I started and where I start and where I've stopped so far.
Okay.
So from what I remember, she met this guy. For those who don't know, this is the current TikTok story that's going viral. It's a black woman in America who is sharing her story about marrying and divorcing a guy who was just a straight out liar. And from what I believe he's a narcissist.
Mm.
I also believe he has a special type of mental disorder because I do not understand people who lie for no reason. Mm. Like, I understand people who lie to conceal things or people who lie when, you know, they say they are 10 minutes away when they're really 2 hours away.
Even that, I don't even take it as a lie.
Do you know what I mean?
Like, it's just whatever.
But to literally fake everything and to wake up one day and just make up things and to lie and to literally try and add proof to the lie is scary. You're playing make-believe in your head. So I'm just like, is there a false sense of reality that's going on in your head? So this is the guy that we're talking about. The name that she gave him was Legion. And he basically...
Kind of name.
People were like, kind of a name. Legion of devils or a legion of demons.
Legion.
Anyway, so basically, she basically tells the story about how she met this guy on Facebook dating or on another dating app. She said he had two different names on both the Facebook dating and another dating app. One that should have been her red flag, but she didn't pick up on it. She just said, like the girl did from AD from Love is Blind. She said, ooh, red flag? Ooh, let me get my nails to match. Anyway, then she, you know, things move fast. He proposes to her. He's love bombing her. He's lying and saying that he's a VP for a business. Not true. Turns out he works.
I want to rip off my headscarf.
He turns out he's a forklifter or some shit like that. Guy kept lying about wanting to close a deal on a house. Every time he wanted to close, he was talking to himself on the phone. He made up family members. He was married to another woman. Lied and said that the woman that he was married to's daughter died. Turns out she didn't even have a... Turns out the daughter wasn't dead. That wasn't true at all. Like, he lied about so many things. Like, it is a mess.
You're going to make me... go and watch this on
YouTube. You need to. It is good. I know some people are judging other people right now.
I think somebody has compiled all the videos on YouTube, you know.
I can't blame them. I'm not sure.
I think I saw it this morning. Anyway, when I go home, I'm
actually She's a good storyteller as well. That's what makes it more interesting. Like, it's not just like someone who's like dragging their feet as they're telling the story. She's a very good storyteller.
I'm stuck on he was a VP at a company, but he's a forklift. No shade to anyone.
That is funny. The audacity of the lie is rude. Yeah. And it gets worse. Like, turns out this guy would be like, there was a time they were driving past his workplace, and then he was just like, oh, I only have the cards to on the main floor, but not to get in. I'm going to call Kevin to see if he can get us in. This guy was talking to himself on the phone and saying, okay, so you'll call me back here. Okay, let me know what happens. This guy was talking to himself on the damn phone. But she too, she is, I'm not going to lie, like, she's not to blame, but I'm just like, but sis, you mean to tell me you didn't go give him lunch at work? And I'm not saying go give your man lunch at work, because I'm not really the, I don't know if I'm going to give my man lunch at work type. Who knows?
Yeah.
But I know that I'm going to go to your work. I'm going to randomly call you whilst you're at work and see what you're doing and ask you to show me your surroundings.
Yeah.
Just as, you know what I mean? We're FaceTiming. Yeah. That's what you do. When my man's at work, I'm just like, I FaceTime him, I see him at work. You know, and I want to, you know, you want to talk to their colleagues or whatever, or like, you know. So I'm just like, since you didn't go give that man a sandwich, you live together, you didn't, you never
but
ever.
How did she know she was talking
but,
to
and
himself?
It's also not her, she clocked.
Hey.
And it's not hard to believe as well. People are mad, Nikki. Yeah, people are mad. Women are mad, but you see, men, I feel like they're madder.
That lives in men.
Is mad.
Guys, you lot know I have stories for days. We won't start today, but madness lives in... Men created the world that is called madness.
Yeah.
The planets, the streets,
I was just
everything.
Like, what the hell is going on here? Use the hashtag #LaidBarePodcast if you have watched Who the Fuck Did I Marry on TikTok. It's so interesting.
How
I can't
did
wait.
She get from that to marrying him? Or did... No, I'm so
confused. So she married him before, like, the whole work. Like, do you know when she should have really called out his bullshit? Because she weren't calling out his bullshit a lot of the time, was when he kept lying about wanting to close a deal on a house. They were trying to get a house.
She never
buy
saw
a
the house.
Huh?
She never saw the house.
Not that she never even just saw the house. It was more like... He kept saying that he had a broker who could help them get the house or whatnot, mm-hmm. and that they were about to close the deal, mm-hmm. and that every time it came to putting down money for the house, he would basically... I think you need proof of... obviously, when you're buying a house, you need to show proof of income or something like that. But there was just something that he needed proof of. If you know what I'm trying to look, what the word I'm looking for is skipped from me right now. Use the hashtag #LaidBarePodcast. He was supposed to show it and he would refuse to show it. So then one day, randomly, the house was taken down off the listing, but he didn't even know. So she calls up their, I guess, whatever their version of an estate agent would be.
Yeah.
And, you know, she calls up like innocently, not pretending that she's the person who's been also wanting to buy the house with her husband. Yeah. She calls as if she's a new person and
someone that's interested.
That's interested, and they tell her like, oh, it's been taken down. So she tries to like pry by asking like, you know, who got the house, and they were just like, oh, some old white couple. So instead of telling him like, and he's there still lying, saying, oh, don't worry, we're about to close it. These times someone else has bought the house. So she peeps his bullshit, and instead of saying something, she just says, you know what, I don't even want that house anymore. And he's just like, are you sure? Okay, all right, we don't have to get that house. And instead
but you are just closing,
right? So she let him have that lie instead of like being like, you're actually scary. This behavior is scary.
Yeah.
Why the fuck are you lying? And then she also fell pregnant. She had a miscarriage.
Oh no.
So it was sad. So I'm going to imagine like normal, that like, there was a lot of feelings, emotions involved.
Yeah.
But yeah, still watching it anyway. I feel like she's gotten out lucky because she got to walk away and have no baby by that scary ass man.
I need to watch this then.
She also called up his wife as well, his ex-wife, sorry.
Excuse me.
Ex-wife. And the woman was even laughing on the phone and said, whatever that man, she said, oh, whatever this man tells you is a lie. Like, it's not your fault. She said, sis, it's not your fault. You've got no one to blame. She was laughing on the phone.
You know the auntie laughed the hey.
Literally like, oh, he got you too? You too, sis?
Oh,
sorry. Charge it to the game,
no, but
move
why
on.
Why do you need to lie? I will never understand. Maybe it's because I'm not a psycho.
I think it's a mental disorder. I'm not even joking. I know I'm not a doctor either, but I just don't get it.
Yeah, people do that.
I just don't get it. And I just feel like it's not in the DSM-5 or whatever that thing is called, where they write down people with illnesses or sorts of illnesses.
Mm.
Like, I'm just like... Because it just doesn't make sense. Or do you have a different warped sense? Like, you have your own version of reality in your head. And if that is the case, like, see someone. Like, you need serious divine you know, intervention.
You need all the deliverers. I used to have a friend that lied about having a boyfriend. And I was just like, but we all chose that. What's the need?
I think it's so boring to lie about reality. I'm just like, who are you fooling? Are you Tracy Beaker? You know, Tracy Beaker was the only person I knew who could lie. That one would be like, my mum's famous. She's a movie star. She's in Hollywood. And one day she's going to come. Okay, babe.
You know, the thing is, you know, she'll be lying while she was crying as well.
I know, but bless her. At least she had an excuse.
She's a child.
She's a child.
Who's gone through trauma.
What is your excuse?
From being rejected.
What is your excuse?
No.
What is your excuse as a fully grown man? Because I'm sure this guy must have been in his late 30s to 40s, because she's definitely in her late 30s to probably even early 40s as well. So I'm going to assume that he's probably around the same. Even the way he proposed to her was mad. He threw a ring across the table to her. Yeah. And just said, okay, so, you know.
I called the police. Listen, any woman, if you're listening to this right now, you're not sure about that man, just call the police straight away. He might have a criminal record. And I'm not joking.
Do your CRB. I think it's so important to do your CRB.
Like, ask the streets. You see that Facebook group and that you're telling me
about. Are we dating
the
same guy?
And I thought it was ludicrous at first, but guys, it.
Oh, you joined it?
Oh, I should join it.
Oh, have you not joined it yet?
I'm sure I will see one of my
old. Oh God, I've never seen anyone I know on there. Thank fuck. Like, anyone I've ever dealt with. But sometimes I'd be dying to see someone I know. I know that sounds really evil, like, of me, but I just want a little chuckle, because I'm just like, not at you too. But at the same time, I'm glad I haven't seen anyone on there. And that's not always for bad. Sometimes it's literally when girls do post guys on there, it's not even like, oh, this guy is a nasty bastard, stay away from him. It's literally I'm dating this. Dating this guy, does anyone know him? Mm-hmm. You know, just doing like a little background check. Any tea? So it's girls also just being like, I don't have any mutual friends with this guy. I don't know if he's a psychopath. Do you have any stories about him that you can let me know about? So it's not always for like badness. Sometimes
it's really just, I want to know if I'm in the right place.
And if he's a safe person to be around. Exactly. That's simply it. But you should join it. It really is like my morning newspaper. Oh, I'd be on there sometimes. I haven't been on the American ones as well. Listen, it's jokes.
Something like that, it reminds me of like, what's that thing?
Gossip Girl?
Kingston Exposed.
The Kingston Exposed was a pile of, oh God.
That was
just a page to slut shame women.
But that's what it's giving. You see when them pages just pop up, that's what it was giving.
I think this is way, way different. I think this is more about safety and less about shaming people's sexuality. But the woman in America, who the fuck did I marry? Shout out to you and your storytelling skills. I really do hope she's good now. And
she say how long she was married to him for?
Do you know what? I can't even remember. When I finish watching it, I'll give you another debrief on the next show. Okay.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Okay. I think you would have probably watched it by then. I promise you. So, yeah, I don't know. So, Nikki, I saw this tweet. Yeah, I don't know if you saw it, but it was like, when I first asked, you know what? I like a tweet to simmer for a little bit before I join in or respond, because I'm just like, it's not me that's going to get dragged for an opinion that shouldn't be dragged for.
Okay.
So this girl, her name is Karoro Mitchell. Or is it Michelle that she just spells with a T? Anyway, Karoro Mitchell says, my partner's brother passed away late last year, and the wife phoned yesterday asking me to thank my partner for buying her a Valentine present. I pretended to have known about it, and she went to tell me what it was. And guess what, ladies? It's the same present he bought me.
I saw this.
You saw it? And then someone replied saying, a girl's girl would fall deeply in love with her partner for being this thoughtful and caring. But unfortunately, you're too busy competing with a widow to see what a great person you're with.
Oh, shut up. No, the reason why, first of all, it's got nothing to do with being a girl's girl. She didn't know that her man did this.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a little bit weird. Like, if, what's it? That was her in-law, right?
Mm.
Kind of. I think it is a nice thing to do because let's say if you're like 5 Valentine's days in now, you lot are comfortable Valentine's Day. So he's probably thinking, do you know what? Let's say if I get you a teddy bear and flowers, I'm going to get it for her as well. It's just a nice thing to do. Her man's passed away. That's just what I think. But then there's the other side of, why didn't you say anything? Like, it would have been cool if you're trying to do something nice because her man's not here. But why did you not say anything?
Yeah, no, I agree. Yeah. I agree with you, Nikki. I think it's what's a girl's girl got to do with it? That's listen, a girl's girl,
people like to fight
a girl's girl at least needs to have an idea of what her man is doing. You can't tell me to be a girl's girl if I don't know what's going on. If I'm taken by surprise,
exactly,
I don't get the chance to be a girl's girl. And furthermore, I don't need to. I don't need to be a girl's girl.
That's my husband.
That's my husband. What do you mean, girl's girl? Like, sorry to. You know that video? Have you? You know that old video back in the day of the girl, the Asian girl who was talking really fast in the secondary school, and she goes, "I'm sorry, and everything that your mama said, but I don't want to be your friend." Do you know the video I'm talking about? You haven't seen
what
it.
Kind of video?
It's an old school video. If you know, you know. You know what I'm talking about. It's this girl, she's Asian, and she's just, her mouth is moving so fast. And she's like, I don't want to be your friend. I don't know. I'm sorry, Miss, but it's going to be, I don't want to be. What I really want to say is, I'm sorry that your man dies and everything, but my man doesn't need to get you a present without telling me. That's what I really want to say, because really and truly, I think that if he wants to get you something, why can't it be from us?
Yeah.
It shouldn't just be from you. It should be from us. First of all, second of all, I should have an idea of what's going on because it puts me in an awkward position, just like it has now.
Exactly.
And I'm sure that's not what he would want. Now I have to pretend I knew what was going on. Why should I have to pretend?
So just imagine like birthday or Christmas, if he goes and gets her something and that's another thing that you now don't know about because...
It's just weird.
Because now she's probably thinking, how much... Wait, why did you not tell me? And what if that turns into an argument?
Exactly.
Like,
what if it turns out into a misunderstanding? Like,
exactly.
There's so many ways we can avoid misunderstandings by communicating. When you're in a relationship, you don't move as one, you move as two.
Absolutely.
Especially when it's to do with a day that's supposed to be about love. Like, I get it. He was probably trying to do something nice. I still think it's a bit weird, personally. You know, again, if you did want to do, let me know. Say, you know, yo, I'm thinking about getting XYZ something for da 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 da. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's really nice. That's really thoughtful of you. You should get some flowers as well. Put my name on the card.
Mm.
Simple. Move on.
Mm.
Now she's calling me to say da 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 when she could have literally texted you and say thanks. And even then, that would have been awkward. Yeah. There's no right answer without you communicating to the other person who's involved in the relationship.
That is a bit weird. I can't lie.
It's very weird. Don't do that. And I said, again, I know that his brother died as well. So, and maybe if there was a bit more context, you know, there's always three sides to a story. This is just her version of what happened.
Right, and the truth.
All right. Mm. So, boy, I don't know. But from what was told, I just think, no, but I wasn't going to give my opinion. I said, you ain't finna drag me. I was asking people on Twitter what their fantasies were women. And I'm getting lots of answers right now.
I saw one that made me laugh. The girl, she said she's 29. She was like, do they even know where my clit is or something like that?
Yeah.
I thought that was
literally
funny.
And I saw a guy who basically said, I could be delusional and wrong, but I'm under the impression a lot of women have a fantasy to be fucked by multiple men at the same time. And I tweeted, you are not wrong. And then my friend DM'd it to me right now saying, what did she say? Let me go read what she said. She goes, he's not wrong. She said it as well. He's not wrong. So yeah, it is actually a popular fantasy. But I'm going to read out some other ones as well. So other ones were, my fantasy is 3 well-endowed men pleasing me, focused on me, fucking me, and eating me out back to back. Ooh, child.
Why got to be 3?
Ooh.
That's very specific.
Ooh, 3. That's 3 in each hole, innit?
Damn.
Booty, the pussy, and the mouth.
I've seen a porn like that before.
Ooh, I bet you have.
I was like, okay.
My deepest fantasy is an orgasm when having sex with a man. I'm 29 and nobody has ever been able to find my clit. I know it sounds funny, but it's actually soul-destroying that men have used my body without any consideration for my pleasure. That's quite sad, but that is the average experience for a lot of cis-hetero women. which is why you have to pick carefully. I'm not saying like, oh, you gotta pick the right one. Oh, you ain't picked. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying what I'm trying to explain is you have to kind of like vet when it comes to sex very well. Mm-hmm. Have those conversations with mm-hmm. men or women. Have conversations with people mm-hmm. that you're having sex with, non-binary, you know. Have those conversations, have those intimate moments, mm-hmm. see how they respond, mm-hmm. you know, see how they feel about sex, see how they treat sex. Do they treat sex as something that's just for them or something that's for the both of you? Do they cater to you constantly mm-hmm. when you are just doing the small parts of sex, like, you know, the early steps of sex? Because sometimes when you're intimate with someone, you don't straight jump into bed. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you can do a little sucky sucky, a little finger thingy, exactly. a little licky licky. A little touchy touchy.
Do you know what?
A little sucky sucky.
I saw a clip here of Chucky and Taser having this conversation about pleasing women and how certain guys won't take the extra step to please women because they're too busy thinking about what their friends would think. And Chucky and Taser were both saying that, listen, when I'm doing my thing with my girl, nobody cares about you, basically. Yeah. I'm just paraphrasing, by the way. Nobody cares about you. That's what I'm doing to please her.
Yeah.
And she's going to do whatever it is to please me.
Yeah.
And
I think it's weird. To
I
even
think it
think
is
about,
weird.
Because when I'm in the bedroom with my partner, I'm not thinking about my friends. Obviously, that's easy to say as a woman because, you know, sex has never ever been designed for us to even think about our friends or, you know, or questions our femininity or whatever.
Yeah.
Actually, in a way it does, but in a different way anyway. But I feel like for men, sex has always been about getting, you know, that tally mark and, you know.
Yeah, these brownie points.
And all of that.
Yeah.
So, but I just think it's very, I don't think it's very heterosexual to be thinking about men when you mm-hmm. are supposed to be with a woman.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't, even if it's, even for gay people or bisexual people, I'm just like, mm-hmm. you could be as gay or as bisexual as you are, but like to be thinking about someone else in the bedroom is just rather than the person
and
in the bedroom
so
is weird.
Who says that is a must that you must go and talk about it outside?
Yeah.
You can actually just talk about it with the person you're having
and how
with.
Old are we? Like, are you like this? It's not an episode of The In-Betweeners. Do you know what I mean?
Because when I was listening to it, I was thinking they made such a good point, but other guys won't say it.
Yeah.
Like, they were upfront. They said it. This is why other men are moving the way that they are.
Yeah.
I'm like, it's true. That's so
But
mean.
It's also because women don't stop having sex with them. If you stopped having sex with them, then they would have nothing to report.
Mm-hmm.
They would have nothing to even think about. They'd be just happy for the smidge of pussy that they're getting.
Anyway, those men, the one that are shaming others for knowing how to please a woman, those men like their buttholes ate. I know.
Yeah, a lot of guys do. I like, and shout out to the guys that are just free with it and don't have sex for the validation
and they
of other men.
Buttholes
how
too.
Old are you? Like, I just think it's weird, honestly. I just, I can't think of a better way to describe it. We got another one that says, Anon, I'm going to do it in a Nigerian accent, says, Anonu, I very badly want to experience having all my holes filled by three different men while wine drunk in a limo.
Not wine drunk.
I want to know what it feels like to be eaten out while I'm fucked.
Oh.
I also want to try using a strap-on on a guy. There are no fine men where I work, but a workplace affair with an exec in his office on his desk would be amazing.
Mm. Wow.
And there's another one I've got, but I haven't shared it on Twitter yet. Hi. I've always wanted to watch my man be intimate with another woman. I can see both of their naked bodies glowing from sweat. The room is dimly lit with some smooth jazz, saxophone preferably, playing and very low in the background.
You have replayed that in your mind many times. That was very detailed.
I see myself sitting while he stares deeply into my soul while he has me through her. All of his concentration is on me while he is having her. Phew. Okay. Okay.
Right.
Okay, girl, I see you.
Do you.
Get your nut, girl.
Get your fantasies together.
Get your fantasies together.
We are not mad at that.
Not mad at it at all. Not mad at it at all. Not mad at it at all. Sorry, I'm laughing at this. I'm laughing at this video. What was I going to say? But yeah, so we want to know what your fantasies are. Do you have any fantasies?
I do.
Go on.
So my first one, yeah.
How many are there?
There's a few. I'll just tell you this one.
Yeah.
So my first one is, oh my God, it's so weird. So like the car park around the building, like where I park my car, I would love to have sex on my car bonnet there.
Ooh.
When it's dark, because by the time everything's closed, that part of like that area is very quiet, and like it's next to a park, and the park is all locked up and it's all dark, and it's just like this, it's got this very sort of very intimate lighting all around. I don't know why I thought of that. Why that's
you
such a fantasy?
Do that
on the bonnet.
Oh, on the bonnet. I don't know about
there's
that.
Houses around my building,
and also you can get put on the sex offenders list.
Exactly.
But I've definitely, I mean, we've all had sex in the
park. And you know
before.
What almost killed that? Yeah, is when I've seen undercover police parked next to me. So sometimes I'll get home and I'll look in there and I'm like, oh shit, that's police. So oh, just wow. Imagine one day I get brave and they just bust out the car.
That's crazy. No, it is. That is actually crazy. I'm trying to think what one of my fantasies. I think my fantasies would be to be with two women. I've always spoken about my fantasies with men, but I think I'd love to have sex with two women. I think that would be hot and wild. I feel like, oh God, there's a lot of things that I consider a fantasy, but I don't necessarily want to do.
Okay.
Because I'm just like, how would I feel after it? Have you ever had sex when you're just like, I consented to this and I want to do it.
Yeah.
And I have done it,
uh-huh.
But you feel a bit shit after.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yep.
Who can relate? And I'm not even talking about, oh, I feel sad. I'm talking about like...
I just don't feel good.
I don't feel good. Yeah. I hated that experience.
Yeah.
And it didn't make me feel the way I thought it would make me feel.
Yep.
And I'm scared that it could be one of those. So sometimes I just like, when I'm touching myself, I just think about it.
Yeah.
Ooh, I think about it now. I need to be stopped. Let's do some dilemmas quickly. Let's do some dilemmas. Because I said this was going to be a quick show and I've lied. Right, so okay, first dilemma. If you want to send your dilemma, send it to simplyoloni.com/ask. Send us a voice note at laidbarepodcast@gmail.com. Voice notes, please. Anyway, dear Oloni, my boyfriend and I have been together for 2 months, but I realized that whenever he spends any of his money on me, he wants it back. If we go shopping and I pick up gum, he wants the money back.
Uh-huh.
If we go to the movies, he wants to split the money equally. I've told him before and he brushed it off. We're both 27. What do I do? It's getting very annoying because he wasn't like this before.
Gum.
How I had a much? Friend who was like this, actually. Her man was like this. And I told her... But to me, I was thinking that's what you get because you're stingy as well. You deserve a stingy man. So I was just like, good. I was like, no, that's what you get.
But gum, I thought she was going to, like, when the examples were coming, I thought it was going to be something really
bills
big,
something.
Like proper bills.
Or shopping.
Listen, wait. And she said he wasn't like this before.
Yeah.
Do you know what? There was one dilemma one time.
Yeah.
Do you remember the girl, she had like, let's say like 200,000 in savings or something. And then when her boyfriend found out, he wanted to start splitting everything when they went out. This was like a viral podcast. Yeah, we did talk about
this. Recently?
But then it was viral. This was like last year. Like, yeah, like.
I can't remember.
He must have seen her savings. But anyway, this is what he's giving. So I'm thinking, have you got like a new job lately or something that's going to pay
Ooh,
you more?
Oh, context is important. Yeah. So like, looking for the root of it.
Have you been given like a large amount of money? Are you pursuing something that's going to bring you money? And maybe he might feel like, listen, if she's doing all of that, then I don't need to be splitting our dates. But even chewing, how much is gum? Is it not like 70p?
Or is he going through something financially that he's trying to literally scrimp and save and count all his pennies? If I bring up something to you, it's not for you to brush off. It's for you to literally listen, respond. Even if you have a stupid excuse, I need you to give me a reason as to why you're behaving obtuse so we can get to the bottom of it, because you're not about to ignore my feelings. And I think she said they've only been dating for like... 6 months or how long has it been?
Did she say 2 months?
Oh, was it 2 months? Hold on. Yeah, you're right. Sorry, 2 months. They've been dating for 2 months.
Oh, hell.
It's still time for you to get out of it.
Yeah. Like, you're 27.
Because you're 27. You are a baby. You are a spring chicken, child. You are a spring chicken. I think I was talking to someone the other day and we were saying, like, when you're in your 20s, like, to be in a relationship in your 20s is not a bad thing, but you should be single. And I know, I'm not saying it in this sense. It's just, it just reminded me of what we were talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I remember when I was in my 20s, I was in a relationship throughout the majority of it. And if I could go back in time,
yeah,
I would have been fucking like no one's business. Like, what do you mean I'm fighting over a man to buy me gum? Go and be a pimp. What do you mean? You should have five men buying you gum. What do you mean?
That should be the name of this episode. Go and be a pimp.
Go and be a pimp. I was going to call it broken pussy. Broken pussy. Go and be a pimp. Talk about a nigga not going to buy you gum. Like, gum. He's there counting. When there's men chasing you in the clubs after they buy you a drink.
And I'm sure there are more finer men that are looking for you. Like, yeah. They're probably burning the fact that you're in a relationship with this dud.
Yeah, like, what's going on? You don't have to be there. Was it to just say that you have a man? Like,
yeah. Like,
go be in a situationship with someone else and call him your man. Like, what the hell? I'm taking a piss. My point is this, I don't get what is so great about this, like, that you need to be there. Like, what does he do for you? Because if he does something for you, you don't need to call him your man. Let him do whatever he's doing for you without you calling him your man.
Right.
Explore elsewhere, because this is not giving man. This is giving
friend of a friend.
This is not even giving friend of a friend. This is giving suffering. This is giving like jail. Like, what the hell? Come on, sis. Like, exactly. You're at your tightest, your boobs are at its bounciest, your pussy is at its bestest, at its wettest, and you want to tell me that a guy is making you go halves on gum, or making you give him back the money for gum and making you go halves on whatever it is, or it's just being really tight.
Let's not.
And I get it. I'm not, cost of living is real.
Mm-hmm.
But I think there's some things you should have a bit more shame about,
mm-hmm.
unless you're telling the story incorrectly. And again, I like to take into context and understanding that everyone has their point of view. Because if he was to write in, he'd probably be like, this bitch is lying. Do you know I paid for her holiday the other day and she hasn't even paid me back for it yet? So yes, I am telling her that she needs to pay me back for this, that and the third, because she's very frivolous with money and she doesn't give back. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But if that's not the case at all, if what you've sent us is what it is, then my sister, what you continue will allow.
That is
what funny. You allow will continue, rather.
Splitting gum.
Oh, I know. Okay. God. Let's do one more. Hi, Lonnie. So I'm dating this guy who was so lovely and we are around the same age, early 30s. Anyway, I have two kids from a previous relationship. I was married but still live with my partner, as cost of living, we were just talking about, is expensive. My ex-husband still wants to be with me, and occasionally me and my ex have oral sex, as he's very good at it. But my current partner is not. You actually tapped. I have tried speaking to him, and when I did, he said he will do more of it, but he's still bad at it. The sex with my ex is not good. I'm reading it like this so you guys can get it properly, sorry. But the sex with my current partner is amazing. It just lacks oral, which I really enjoy receiving. I love giving too. So my question is, should I leave my current partner and go back to my ex? I know I should stop sleeping with my ex. Help, please. So she's sleeping with her ex-husband. I mean, she lives with her ex-husband and she gets oral sex off him, right? Yeah. But it's the new partner whose oral sex is not good and she enjoys oral sex.
He's giving Robin and Juan Dixon and the woman he paid the hotel room for.
Ooh, that looks like Karen. That looks like Karen Huger. This is an institution. It's an institution. You will not disrespect my marriage.
Oh my God. That's what you're doing. Robin,
shut the fuck up. Sorry.
Yo, hun, first of all, do you even like this new guy? Because I think the oral sex thing kind of sounds like an excuse.
It sounds like an excuse.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, good at doing the little sucky. So I'm going to get my husband to do it.
Do you know what I think? There is something still there with the ex-husband. But you guys, because of your situation, you can't really get out of each other's faces.
If you live with your husband, you're not separated.
Exactly. But then I think maybe she's rushing into something else and the whole bad oral sex
she doesn't know.
It might be bad.
Yeah, she don't know what she wants.
Yeah.
She knows what she wants.
To come back to the ex-husband who's correcting it for you.
Not correcting it, child.
Yeah, it's like correcting somebody's homework. Who's correcting it for you? It sounds like a bit of an excuse. I don't think you're ready to emotionally detach yourself from this situation.
True.
Or detach yourself from his tongue.
True. Honestly, I think you need to be serious and be for fucking real.
Like, if you want to be a cheater, just say that. Don't come here and start. Don't come here and start being like, ah, oh, this one is eating me out well. This one's not eating me out well, bitch.
Wait, she just came to show off, to be honest. She's got too many in her eyes. Exactly. Are you mad?
One is a trier and one is trying. Like, the fuck? Listen, I don't really have advice for you because I just think you're silly. I can't lie, I don't have advice. I just wanted to read that one out because I wanted to just show that you lot can be mad. I don't have advice for you.
Oh my God.
I really don't have advice for you.
Hey,
but sometimes
funny.
It's nice to know that women are cheating as well, because they niggas be thinking that they're the only ones, but you're still mad. Don't
that
get
was,
twisted.
That was like the girl that messaged from Danky when she went Danky in Ibiza and came and snitched on all her friends, but she just wanted
that
to show
one was,
off.
That one was different though. Do you know why? Because it was just like, this one is saying that she lives with her husband.
Okay, yeah.
Live with her husband. She's getting her back blown out. Like, duh. Of course you'll get your back blown out by the man you live with, who you are married to. I don't care. There's no separation in this. Even women who were previously married, who don't even live with their partners, are still getting fucked by their ex-husbands. Talk less of living with the person. And yes, I understand that sometimes married people don't always have sex, but when you know that you're about to go down a road that you don't want to be with that person anymore, especially in the eyes of the Lord, I feel like there's just more, it just makes it even steamier. Like, can we reignite this? Will it still be hot and steamy? We're not supposed to be doing this, but we're doing it anyway. Or you feel like you still have a type of ownership over that person.
And look at Robin and Juan, they stay sleeping in the same bed, you know?
Right.
From Quay.
Yeah. Like, after they were divorced.
No, but you know how crazy, oh my God.
Did they actually get divorced though?
They were fully divorced.
Wow.
Yeah. And then when he lost his money, he came back to live
in the house. Of course he did. Yeah. Of course he came back.
Imagine, he went out, hoed, lost everything and came back.
He's still hoeing? What do you mean he went out, hoed? Oh, yeah, he's still hoeing. Still hoeing. Mm. Ho, ho, ho. Speaking of ho, Usher in town soon. Get those tickets, y'all.
When
get
I saw it this morning,
y'all.
I literally shrieked. Yeah, like,
mine
like,
sorted.
Oh,
I got mine sorted.
Oh, have you?
Yeah. I'm excited, though.
I have to wait in line tomorrow.
Yeah, good luck.
I've got pre-sale tomorrow.
Good luck. Is it tomorrow or is it Thursday?
It's tomorrow.
I can't wait. I can't wait.
Today's Tuesday,
oh, babe. Thursday. It's Thursday. Yeah. What song do I can't wait for? Anyway, guys, that's all the time we have for today. Thank you so much for tuning with us. I'm about to go home because I'm about to go on holiday soon. I need to get the fuck out of here.
You need a break.
I need a break. I'm tired.
You need a break.
And do I not even look tired? I look tired.
Because that period from Detty December till now.
Yeah.
You've been doing some stuff.
I've been doing some stuff and working. So let's just get me the fuck out. But anyway, we'll see you guys when we see you. Thank you so much for chilling us. You know where to catch me on all socials, at Oloni.
Follow me on Instagram at @soNikki_.
And we will see you guys soon. Bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.